Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hey.
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 Hey!
Hey! We're sitting currently, and Laura's neighbor is... Something's happening.
So, I have a neighbor, he's a musician, and I thought for a long time, like, in the morning sometimes, I would hear just, like, a recurring beat that just vibrated all the walls, and I was like, oh, has a drum kit or something, or I thought he had, like, an electric drum kit.
Percussion.
Yeah, and... It actually turns out I was walking through the courtyard and saw him one day, and it's actually like a whole jumping jacks routine that happens.
Yeah.
But the building is so old that you can like feel it in the bones of the architecture.
Oh, I feel it in my like DNA right now.
Yeah. It's trying to ground myself, but the ground is shaking.
I'm jump roping with him.
Yeah, into my soul. Yeah. So if you hear this like rhythmic beat in the background, that's what it is.
PSA.
PSA. Also, like, get your cardio in, you know? I support it. Yeah, I was
He's
like, wow,
inspiring
staying
me.
Healthy. More action than I've done in my apartment.
Same. I mean, I'm not upset about it, honestly. It's just, I was just...
No, it's shocking.
In case there's some eagle eye listeners out there who can zero in on a percuss.
Mm-hmm. Percussive beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to clear it up for you. I was actually more soothed knowing what it was and being able to say like, oh, it's like a jumping jack.
No, I like it. It's like, it's kind of a reminder of like, oh, like that's life goes on, you know,
yeah.
Like through the walls.
Through the walls. And we are all one.
Yeah.
In this building especially.
And like, you know, if he's jumping, that means... things are okay.
Yeah.
You know?
It's when he stops jumping
that you should worry.
Yeah. And he's good about it. It's like every morning around, this is like a little later than usual, but it's never too early, you know. Mm-hmm. It's rare, I think, in LA, like so many people are musicians who practice in their apartments, mm-hmm. that you just never fucking know what you're gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to report. Did Tony try and bite you?
I think I hit something delicate. Or like touch something on his neck or something that he didn't like. Sorry, Tony.
It's okay. Whoa. He let you know.
Panzerotti. He's a Panzerotti with a mouth. You know what a Panzerotti is?
No, what is that?
It's like an inside out pizza. That's what he is. It looks like just like a bread
covered
larva. Huge. Ew. Inside is just pizza.
Oh, like a stromboli or something? Okay.
Panzerotti.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Panzerotti.
Panzerotti.
There's a Panzerotti.
Panzerotti. Wait, speaking of Panin, can we talk about, do you see that video of Danielle Staub last week? Her first Instagram reel, which I think Instagram reels should be banned, but not for her.
Yeah. I want her to continue bringing that exact energy to reels. And it's the actual only way that I would fuck with reels. Yeah. She was on fire. She looked sexy as hell. What was the song that she was like?
Beyonce and Nicki. Yeah. I'm feeling myself.
Danielle Staub.
She did a full like exotic dance.
Yeah.
It was like from her days at Scores.
She was looking fierce. Yeah. And I was feeling her feeling herself.
It was very slow, kind of, you know, arm over her head. But it was, you know, she's quietly turning herself into a true force of nature on social media.
She knows what's up. Like, she knows how to use social to her advantage, and she's fucking doing her Instagram hustle, and God bless her for it.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
She's turning out content for the masses. Yeah.
Because there was a period where she was sort of off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And then... But, like, I think she... You know, she might not be on Housewives anymore, but I think she's able to really keep herself, like, talked about. And it's interesting. Like, I think it's... You know, like, Joe Gunn, obviously, like, is, like, the number one praiser of Danny. And the number... He keeps me up to date on where Danielle Staub is, yeah. Which I'm so grateful for. But there needs to be more of that. Mm-hmm. There needs to be more from, you know, she shouldn't be niche anymore.
No, she needs to go mainstream. Like, time has come.
I'd watch a show.
Absolutely.
YouTube Red.
She should have her own talk show that's just like pretty lawless with no real rule.
No.
Like, I mean, I would even venture to say she could do like a short form talk show, like 15 minutes or something like that.
She should do a NewJersey.com show where Danielle Staub goes around New Jersey and like visits sites and attractions.
Yeah. And tells you about, I mean, I'm even down to like, dial down the production budget to just saying like, give this woman a show that she hosts in her house, like give her a skeleton crew some cameras and like she could like Zoom with people or something.
There was, when I was growing up, Comcast started in Philly, mm-hmm. and the Roberts family started it, and there was the matriarch of the family, Suzanne Roberts. They gave her like early Comcast days, they gave her her own like public access show.
Huge.
And it was called Seeking Solutions with Suzanne. And it was just her, I don't think she's alive anymore, but it was just her like exploring kind of late in life. Like, she's like in her 70s at the time, and she would like, in the commercial she goes, what is Tai Chi? And like, she's just going around doing like synchronized swimming, learning Tai Chi, learning how to paint, just very like wealthy white woman stuff, who's like in her golden years.
Yeah.
And I would like, Danielle Staub is nowhere near her golden years, obviously, but I just mean, I would like to see her like exploring with Danielle. Like, Danielle.
I would like to see that too.
Yeah, learning how to like work on a farm, or like Danielle, marine biology Danielle. Just Danielle like exploring various like kind of jobs we don't think about that much.
Just, I would even like Danielle to take me through like Jersey jobs. Like,
mm-hmm.
I would like Danielle maybe to even do like a Sopranos tour of like, mm-hmm. all the locations, but it's just like Danielle Staub taking, yeah. you through those. Like, I have decided now to just go full circle back and rewatch The Sopranos from the beginning because it's been 2 years. Best decision of my life. It still holds up as one of the most incredible television programs I've ever seen, but I'm not telling anyone anything new. But I think of Danielle as being like a paramount part of that universe, even though she's not.
Could you buy a show where Danielle goes to visit local Italian eateries and markets in New Jersey?
Yes.
Just New Jersey.
Showing you the best panini.
Showing you the best Italian mercato in all of New Jersey.
I love my capicola from this market.
One county at a time. And it's just her like in like North Jersey.
It's Danielle's version of Stanley Tucci's Italy show. But it's Danielle Staub just in New Jersey.
Just in New Jersey. Like she cannot leave the confines of the state.
She won't be crossing the state lines.
I will not be crossing.
She might not be allowed to cross state
lines. Yeah, I don't think she might. I think she might have to be.
Keep her in Jersey.
Keep her in Jersey.
It feels good.
I think if Danielle steps out of the state lines of New Jersey, she like starts like smoking, mm-hmm. like her, like in Interview with a Vampire, like,
yeah.
You know, so we need to keep her in North Jersey, but I would just like to see her like, now tell me how you make your, how do you make your mozzarella?
Yeah. Tell me about this prosciutto.
Tell me about this prosciutto melon.
And I would like her to get confrontational with people too. I think maybe sometimes she would say, really have an opinion over like, mm-hmm. you think your prosciutto is the best. I disagree.
Well, what
and,
are
like,
you saying
start
there?
Drama. Yeah.
I want her to like assume that they're like attacking her and like be.
Oh, I think there would be quite a few of those.
I want her to think like, I think she goes, you know, I think that woman, she like goes out to the camera crew and she goes, I think that woman at the market was giving me a little lip. What do you think? And they're like, I don't know. And she's like, I'm going to go back in and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back in. She goes, I didn't appreciate what you just, the tone you gave me.
How dare you imply that I'm not a good mother?
Yeah.
It's like they literally didn't say any
they're
of
like,
that.
They're like, ma'am, we just wanted to make sure that's what you wanted to pair with your prosciutto, with the cantaloupe. And she goes, how dare you think I'm not a good mother or parent? Or parent.
Both.
I'm a mother and a father in my house. I'm the matriarch.
And I'll thank you to treat me with respect. I would really like that. And if someone were smart, maybe I just have to get boots on the ground and like go venture to Jersey and like produce this show.
Why not?
I feel like it wouldn't take that much.
And people would watch.
You need one sound person to hold the boom and you need like a camera guy to just like follow her.
You can
do
both.
And then you set her loose and she does her own thing.
You could do both.
Mm-hmm.
You could just hold a boom over your phone.
With a steady cam on my body and I'm just following her around, filming, miking, and producing her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think that man said that he had a problem with your shoes.
What do you mean?
My shoes?
Are you trying to imply something? That I spend more on my shoes than I do as a parent?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, and I want to know what the best panines are. I trust her taste and
seeking,
her palate. When
seeking
it comes,
panine.
Seeking with, panine.
With Danielle. Seeking panine. Sorry, my voice is a little like...
Thank you for tuning in to Seeking Panine.
Catch you on next week's episode. I don't know. I think I might have a little
You're
congestion.
You're out of practice with Danielle.
I know. Danielle. I sound like I'm like going through puberty again.
We're going to talk to some woman about panines.
Those women in there make the best panines in all of Bergen County. Anyway.
Free idea for anyone.
And then one more, another unhinged queen, and then we can talk about ROL. I saw Deadline, or the Hollywood Reporter tweeted today that Demi Lovato, because she was like, I have a big announcement coming out. She's doing a show where she like hunts UFOs. And then they deleted it, the tweet. I'm like, what is with this woman?
Wait, I'm into that.
I'm into it too. That's where I think she should be.
Yeah, I think she needs to venture into space. That's the next frontier for her. I'm like, why don't you focus on something other than yourself?
Stop terrorizing mom and pop locally owned Froyo shops and go hunt aliens.
And like, stop making documentaries, like self-produced documentaries about your life. Like, Love and Light, but no one gives a shit.
I give a shit about UFOs.
Shift focus into the astral plane.
Well, okay. So
I hope that she works with the CIA and like brings up those documents, which I have open in a tab on my iPad and have still yet to read the like CIA's report.
Well, you know, June 1st, they're releasing
more,
like a huge announcement.
Thank God.
The Pentagon is releasing.
But there's also all these CIA documents. No, that of course, I know. Published.
Like, but I think now
the Pentagon's involved.
I think they're like confirming that they're real.
They
like,
are
that
fucking
that,
real.
That they like know that aliens are real.
Remember that video I sent you of the like lights off the coast of like Long Beach? Those
Wait,
are aliens.
Can I tell you something?
What?
What if you're like, no?
Nah. That's not what this book.
Nah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Carrie?
Yeah.
I don't fucking think so.
I don't fucking think so. No, you need to stare yourself out the door.
That's actually like pretty fucking crazy for you to ask me that. And the answer is no.
The answer is all these. I know. It's yes minus yes equals no.
This is a full, please don't think that I'm crazy for telling this story, but I need to. You know how we have that balcony?
Yeah.
So Simon and I were out, this was like 2 months ago, and we can see, you know how we can see like Century City, then we can kind of see Long Beach in the distance, like, mm-hmm. or that area over the hill, like, you know, going towards the airport. So
yeah.
We can see the ocean on a clear day. It was like 10:30 at night and totally clear night. And we were out like smoking a cig and we both happened to look over like towards Long Beach, like over that area. And we saw a flash of orange, what looked like lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there was no, cloud. Like it wasn't like heat lightning where it's like expansive.
Yeah.
It was just one single area. And Simon saw a perfect black sphere lit up, like it was like backlighting it, this
Dude.
Orange light. And then for the next 20 minutes it was single bolts of orange lightning was shooting down into like over the hill, like in the ocean, I think.
Hell yeah.
But I was like, maybe that was because you said there was over Long Beach, right?
Yeah, there was like, it was people out on a boat and they just saw all these lights in the distance, like that looked like it was like a cluster of very bright lights.
That's maybe that was what we saw.
Maybe. I'm telling you though, if you don't believe in extraterrestrials and aliens,
get a fucking life.
Get the fuck out of my way, because
they're real
and they're happening. And they probably aren't gonna fuck with us because human beings are volatile. Like, yeah, they're like,
they're like,
you guys
toxic.
Are crazy.
You guys are crazy and toxic.
We've been keeping tabs on what y'all have been up to over the past year,
yeah.
and we don't want a single part of it.
It's just weird to me, and like, I mean, that was I'm more likely to like see stuff, I think, than mm-hmm. like Simon, but he is very like skeptical. And he was like, that's a UFO.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I didn't see, but I saw, I was like, the single bolts of light, like, what is that? You know, like it was.
Also those videos of like the pilots who have seen those hover
yeah.
crafts that go like from 0 to 100
and
or
like,
something.
They
and they're just
zigzag.
Like, yeah. And they like fall out of the sky or zigzag. Like they're totally out there.
And the pilots.
Where are they coming from?
And you hear the anywhere, pilots being probably. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's like anti-gravity. That's
yeah.
like the we don't have that. I mean, that we know of.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like, I guess like the quote unquote realist theory could be that there are like some government craft that's being tested that we don't know about. But like, I don't know. Why are they always, you know what? This isn't an alien podcast, but it's weird that like, especially last year, there were several big, you know, things were undisclosed and, or not undisclosed, unearthed and released. And like, no one gave a shit.
Well, I think they knew that last year was a good time to
totally
just, like, unveil because everyone was worried about other shit.
About
so,
dying.
Yeah. And I feel like the majority of people in the world would be like really, really scared. And
it's a good idea
have,
to
like,
slow roll out. If you did it
but
all
like,
at once, it would cause, like, pandemonium.
Yeah. Of course, there would be, like, tons of other, like, life forces and entities out there. Like, every star is a sun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, why are they always investigating our military? I guess that makes sense why they would be investigating our...
Well, they're just like, fly these crazy things. What do they got going on? And they're like, ha, 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 they gasoline.
Yeah.
That's so yesterday.
I want to see Daniel Staub do an Instagram Live show about the confirmation that aliens are real.
I want her to read the document.
So
I would actually love for Audible to hire Danielle Staub to read the entire CIA documents,
like the press release.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine her being like, yeah, reading her like live comments? Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I've always believed. Always. I saw one once in Miami, 1986. I was on a shoot. We were out in the bay doing a shoot. It was a night shoot. Well, more dusk, getting that magic hour light, and we saw the lights. I saw it.
I saw them, and it wasn't the Coke.
It was not the Coke. I said, Herman, our French photographer, Herman, he was a nice gay man. I said, those are UFOs in the sky, Herman.
He was a nice queer.
He was a nice queer.
Yeah, I am here for that, and I'm here for Demi taking the reins and doing something a little different for once.
Demi Moore.
Though I would worry about Demi making contact with aliens because
God.
Honey, you're a hothead. Like, I don't trust you to like forge.
Oh my God, we can't. No, guys, we cannot let Demi. They're already like, it's so tenuous.
Like,
if
she were to make contact with aliens, that like she would get really offended by like
the smallest
thing that they do.
Their opinion of us is already so low. Like, we can't.
We don't need to expose them to, like, Demi Lovato.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not saying. I just think that it's not even that she's bad. They would just be like, whoa, this person is a lot. And I can see an alien being like, hey, look, I respect your passion, but your energy is a lot for me. So I'm going to need to go, like.
I'm going to need to go back to my planet.
I'm going to need to.
Ding, ding, and, like, that, and be like.
He sounded like a Swede.
I was trying to do like, I was thinking of like Grimes's baby's name.
XAE.
Yeah, like
we're going back to planet. Well,
like,
Hey, Demi, we're going to go back to planet. Because I need to just take some space from you. Because you've just invaded my energy field.
It's been a lot for us.
It's been a lot. Oh my God, I'm so worried.
I feel like Demi Lovato could, just from her energy alone, change aliens' DNA and have like
she would cause interstellar war.
Yeah, like I really worry. I hope she has a good team around her that can like temper her reactive nature, because I would just worry that an alien would piss her the fuck off.
What do you mean by that? She'd say, "Oh no, I don't mean I'm just saying it's nice to be here taking time out of your day to do this. I know it's a lot for you." She's like, "Well, what did you mean by that?
I think she would be really like threatened by like a very thin alien. Like that would go completely off the rails quickly. So I hope that the extraterrestrial community can be sensitive to that and like take the necessary
precautions. Gray alien community.
Yeah, like the tall grays, like TBD if Demi is gonna vibe with them and not be like incredibly offended.
I'm gonna be triggered by him.
I mean, I'm just saying she might not be the right person for the job of like first contact. I would trust like Gaga with them.
Yeah.
I'd trust Lana with them. TBD. I feel like Beyonce would be good with them.
Beyonce and Gaga.
If we're going to have like a celeb.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Kind of otherworldly, like almost deity celebs would be ideal, I think.
Yeah.
Gogs. Bae.
Mm-hmm.
Janet. You know. Taylor would probably be. No, she'd be a lot.
I think she'd just be a little bit thirsty. Like, she'd want to, like, make friends, like, right away and, like, Instagram with them. She'd invite them to Rhode Island.
She'd be like, will you come to 4th of July?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mary J. Blige would be really good.
Yeah. she'd be really
I want like a pro, like
honestly I think Queen Latifah would be amazing. And I would even go so far as to say that Monique would be a great person to make contact
for sure. Liza Minnelli.
I think she already has.
Yeah, she's already.
She's in touch with them. She's been Liza's, texting and communicating with them for years. Yeah, decades.
She's like got the tip, I think, about she's been chatting away. And I also think, honestly,
it does need to be a woman. I could see, honestly, Rachel Zoe being weirdly great with aliens.
What a team. Can you imagine all those women together?
That's our task force.
And Lucy Liu. Wait, Lucy Liu posted photos the other day on Twitter. It was just her walking around New York. She's like unbelievable. Like she just looks, she doesn't age.
No.
She's so beautiful. And I was like, why isn't she in more shit?
She has been.
She's a queen.
The same for 20 years.
She's
now.
So cool.
Yeah. She came in when I was working at a production company like years and years ago as a harried assistant. Lucy Liu came in for a meeting and she was really fucking cool. She like nice? Hopped on the counter and like had her legs crossed and was just like chatting it up with like
you?
Me and the other assistant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she was like she down very to down to earth and seemed chill.
I got emotional. I will say, and then we'll talk about Rock of Love, but when Drew Barrymore her first interview on her show was with Cameron and Lucy, I like cried a little.
I love that.
Because they're still friends, the three of them.
That's huge. You know, I've never watched the Charlie's Angels movie.
Oh, Laura.
Isn't that insane?
Well, the second one's shitty. So
it's on my list to watch, and maybe I'll have to do it.
Watch like, the first one.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, the second one has Demi Moore in it, and it's like, okay, but like the first one's, it's great. It's when Drew Barrymore was married to Tom Green, and he makes
those
a cameo.
Were the Olsen twins in the first one?
No.
Were they in the second one? Why did I think that?
Luke Wilson is in it.
Miss him.
Sam Rockwell,
love him.
Yeah, and Lucy Liu is just so awesome. Oh, it's so good. The three of them have such good chemistry.
I'm doing it. Consider it done.
Consider it done.
When is their reboot coming? For the love of God, like, don't you think by now someone would want to like reboot Charlie's Angels?
They did.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that one.
Yeah, that was a miss. Is that Elizabeth Banks?
We forgot about.
What was that?
Glazed over. No one knows.
Remember those billboards where it was just like Kristen Stewart being like.
It was true. Go girl. Give us nothing. All around. The entire thing was a go girl.
You can't hold a prayer. It can't hold a candle.
No. You're going to have to do a little bit better than that casting. If you're going to. Like love Kay Stew to hell and
back.
Oh
yeah. But not like.
She is not the one.
She's not.
Honey.
There's so many billboards.
She needs like an injection of like 80 milligrams of Vyvanse just to like get up the gumption to like hold a gun in a threatening way.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, when you take that much Vyvanse, you're like, get me a gun.
I need a gun. A gun? Do you have one? I would love one. Thank you. Yeah.
There's a lot of billboards around LA, specifically WeHo, like Billboard Alley on the Strip. Lots of go girl give us nothing billboards.
I'm into social media people that I've never heard of getting themselves billboards. I feel like that's happening a lot more. And some actor bought himself a bus billboard.
I saw that.
Did you see that? Just his actor.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name, but hopefully I'll see it again and I'll learn it the next time around. But I was like, love that for him.
My favorite billboard right now that I love, every time I see it, I go, is Z-Way.
Oh yeah.
God,
huge.
It's so good.
I know.
It's such a good billboard. She looks amazing and it's like pink and
really good branding.
That show
around.
Is so funny.
Congrats. Oh, is it out now? Love that.
So it's yeah. It's
I saw the American Girl cologne.
Oh my God. We stand Z-Way.
Yeah. Friend of the pod Z-Way, Google it.
Okay. Speaking of we're not friends with any of these people, but
no. Spiritually aligned in some way, shape, and form.
We're getting down to nearing the final stretch of Rock of Love.
Yeah.
A little bit. We're cutting it. The culling has really begun on this show.
It has. It's like, feels like it went from tons of girls to now very few. There's seven left.
By the way, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And this is
Sexy,
Unique
Podcast.
Insatiable
Bitch
Goddesses. Yeah, it really feels like things are kicking into high gear.
Mm-hmm. Like at the elimination, I was shocked by how few women there really were on the stage.
Yeah. Fellas, is it gay to have...
Is it gay to have 7 women on stage?
And they're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Pretty gay. I was surprised at how active Brett was in this. Like, he was very present. He's usually very removed.
And he was partying harder in this episode than I feel like he has in the past.
Yeah, he was on some good, like, IV, I think, that got him nice and ready.
He had a pep in his step, for sure.
I was very bothered by him wearing riding boots in the beach. Like, his boots, his, like, motorcycle boots, like... In
he
the
did
sand.
A boot. Some Beverly also did a boot on the beach, and it really didn't add up for me.
Speaking of, we gotta get Beverly and Ivy. Beverly needs an Ivy drip stat.
She's a fucking beast.
She's a tank. She can drink,
honey.
She drinks, but like she's a mean drunk.
Yeah.
She's the kind of drunk, yeah.
We'll get to it.
Beverly has 3 children.
A lot of them have kids.
I think most of them have kids.
Yeah, which I was like, I want to be like empowering to mothers.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to change my mindset because my initial reaction is always like, why are you on the show? But I'm like, hey, if you found childcare and it's all fucking fine, you go be on Rock of Love, babe.
Yeah, go do it.
Go just pickle your liver and make out with Brett.
Get that 9,000, 9 grand. Do you think they even get that?
TBD. I wonder if
how
they
much
get.
How much do they get?
They probably get a per diem of like $50 to spend on like snacks.
They have to get. I feel like they have to get.
Anyone with like production budget intel, tell us. I don't think that they get like a per episode fee. If they do, maybe it's
I've been trying to figure it out. Maybe. Well, I guess you know what. Anyway, so we start with the girls waking up. They're all like hungover. They're kind of shocked by
how few of them are left.
Yeah, you just hear Farrah go, "Yo," she's like, "Dude, I'm freaking out. I've got such anxiety right now." And the minute I heard her voice, I was like, "She's done."
Farrah, I didn't even recognize her without makeup on. I literally was like, "Who is that?" I did a double take, and then I was like, "Oh, that's Farrah."
She had glasses on, right?
No, she just had no makeup on and looked like a completely different person.
Ashley's chugging a beer.
Love.
Yeah.
The best way to wake up, just like. A Bud Light to the dome. Yeah.
Ugh, Bud Light.
They find out that they're going to the Redneck Riviera, which I did not know is Panama City, Florida.
When they first saw that, I was like, oh, Myrtle Beach, which I've been to. This place looked exactly like Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I think all those places kind of look the
Myrtle
same.
Beach is wild.
Yeah. That's like spring break vibes, right?
Yeah.
Spring break forever.
Mm-hmm. We used to go every year after college, like after finals. They're switching buses, so
yeah,
because there's so few women now, all the brunettes, aka the blue bus, have to go on the pink bus.
Production budget has been slashed. Yeah, they're like, we're not paying the gas bill for this like a bus anymore, so all y'all heifers better go on the pink bus.
They're like, get thee to the
I would
bus.
Like I feel like production follows them around with like cattle prods and like herds them into like certain areas that they want them to go.
I think they just have someone being like, that's $50 right there. Like
yeah.
Budget's dwindling. Like they have someone reminding them constantly yelling at them and complaining to them about how their budget is dwindling with every minute passing.
It's like a combination of like an Aunt Lydia and like,
oh my God.
Like, I feel like they have hired an Aunt Lydia behind the scenes to just like,
girls,
ladies, line up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
By the way, that show needs to stop.
Honestly, I'm fucking down with it.
Really?
Yeah. As soon as those episodes were released, I pressed slammed play, watched all three episodes, and I'm like caught up.
Okay.
I'm here. Like,
I watched the first two and I was like, okay, this is okay.
I feel like I've just invested so much time in The Handmaid's Tale that I have to see it through because I need to reach the end of the journey.
Yeah. I feel like from everything I see, it just feels like weird, like torture porn.
There was one season, maybe it was season two or three, that was truly the plunging the depths of despair, where I was like, damn, this writer's room must be like really fucked up to be in, because you're just wondering how much darker you can take things. And like, just when you think that like, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, like, they just like killed a 12-year-old by like drowning her.
Yeah, that fucked me up. You're like, I watched...
oh, it can't get worse than this, can it? And then they're like, actually, yeah, we're gonna like fucking shoot a baby in the face or something like that. And you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, I remember there was like a scene where they all like make them think they're about to get hanged, and like Kate Bush is playing, and I was like, and someone like wets themselves, and I was like, okay, this is, and then they're like, JK, Aunt Lydia's like, that's a lesson to all of you. And I was just like, oh my God, this is fucking nuts.
I'm like desensitized to it now because I've been through so much of it. And now it's finally taking like a turn where we're seeing the revolution.
Well, why can't she just, my question is like, why isn't she keeps like, she's like, I gotta go back.
She loves going back.
They're like, hey, come to Canada now.
Like, we can end this now.
You can just be here. She's like, no, I gotta go.
June's always going back. Well, they have her older, they have her eldest daughter still in Gilead.
She's got two?
Yeah. She has the daughter that she had when the whole thing started. And then Nicole, the baby that she had. So Nicole's in Canada, but the first one is still in Gilead. So she's like really attached to her. I'm like, babe, you might need to give it up.
You might need to cut and run. That you
girl,
got one kid.
I'm like, honey, that girl is scared of you. She doesn't know who you are. Yeah. Like, she's been fully indoctrinated and is like freaked out by June.
Damn. I mean, there's some good, like, it's dark. I mean, it's beyond dark. I just like, it felt a little, to be very honest, there was a period where I was like, okay, this feels like fanfic for like resistance Twitter people who like were like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like being like kind of like,
like pussy hat.
Yeah,
wearing.
Like white feminism, mm-hmm, and like white savior feminism and mm-hmm stuff. And I mean, I might be offending people, but it felt very like, I don't know. Like people who like call Donald Trump like Cheeto head. Think it's good.
Yeah, I think they're like, it probably, I think it does resonate with that audience.
I love Elizabeth Moss, don't get me wrong. I think she's so talented, and
I just love it as like a fucked up world on TV.
Yeah,
that I'm like,
no, oh, I love
like a fantasy, like I don't take it, I'm not like, this is literal fascism, like what is gonna fucking happen.
No, I to be honest, I liked all the like flashbacks. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. The whole plot with what's her name?
With June or
Alexis Bledel and
Clea
DuVall.
Mm-hmm.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Seeing their family get like torn apart.
It gets a little preachy sometimes where I'm like, okay, guys, like it had an episode this season where I was like,
There's like a child bride, right?
There's a child bride.
I saw that.
She's fucking fierce. She comes in this season and she's fucking slaying.
I saw that on Twitter and I was just like, I literally was like, okay, like how far will they go?
No, the child bride is actually a girl boss.
Okay.
Trust. But they really take like preachy liberties sometimes. Like they had a whole abortion thing. I'm like, don't we all kind of know the drill with abortion by now? Like,
mm-hmm,
that it's like a woman's choice, and we know about like the fucked up things that people do to try and prevent women from having abortions. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just like abortioned out, but like.
I mean, I love an Andowed joint, so I'm
live
all about
for Andowed. Also, they had, sorry, spoiler alert, they literally, June has had several opportunities to kill Aunt Lydia. I'm like, kill this bitch already, but she will not do it.
She like secretly loves her.
She loves to have an enemy in Aunt Lydia. Like, it gives her purpose. Like, literally, she got so close this season to killing her.
She won't, because
like,
she's obsessed.
Kill her.
No, she's obsessed with Gilead. She like loves being. She's like, I will stay.
Yeah.
And there's like that girl with the one eye.
Love her.
She's still hanging in, right?
She's a fucking. She's also a girl boss. She is sucking and fucking on behalf of the revolution. That's all.
There's a revolution now.
Yeah, there's a revolution, and the real heads know.
Okay.
And she really proves herself.
All right.
And like,
Do you ever see the movie with Natasha Richardson?
No.
That was made in the 90s. It was based on the book.
Okay, maybe I need to go back and... No, I don't.
Well, Faye Dunaway's in it. She plays Serena.
She is Serena vibes.
Well, the book is... I read the...
The book's really good.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's freaky.
But Serena's old in the book. She's like in her 60s.
It's been so long. I think we read it in high school.
It's like kind of hokey, but it's good.
Yeah, I liked it. I like a sci-fi futuristic.
No, the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but June is obsessed with Aunt Lydia.
Is Serena still alive?
She's alive. Can I spoil?
Sure.
She's
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Skip.
Can't make fail. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Serena is fucking pregnant. Serena went to Canada. She fled to Canada and lured her husband to Canada so that they would arrest him for like crimes.
So she weaseled her way out of.
She tried, but then her husband was like, actually, she was fucking complicit and was with me the whole way. So he was like, I'm going to take her down with me. So now they're both arrested and like in jail. And Serena is trying to get a divorce and basically trying to say, like, she's trying to be like, I was the abused wife. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And trying to get like the one of the Marthas that was freed on her side. But the Martha's like, fuck you, bitch. And Serena just found out that she's pregnant.
With
her husband's baby. So
Joseph
now,
Fiennes.
Yeah. And so now she's like, it's kind of a brilliant move because she's about to be in the exact same position as a handmaid, essentially, with like her baby could get taken away from her. And she's pregnant with a man's baby that she like hates and wants to be separated from. But like she's kind of now in that same position.
Sorry, bitch.
Karma's a fucking bitch, Serena. That's what I say.
The rape fantasy shit.
It's intense. Like it really gets intense.
I can't, like, I don't need to see like Elizabeth Moth like Moss staring into the ceiling while like getting.
It's a lot of Moss facial expressions. But you know who I'm obsessed with? And then we'll get back to Raul.
Yeah.
But I love that Kylie Jenner is obsessed with The Handmaid's Tale. It's a really like...
She had that party, right?
Yeah, but then she was like having my girls over for a viewing party of The Handmaid's Tale episodes and like had like all her besties. Like all these girls, like these Gen Z girls are like obsessed with handmaids.
Well, back to ROL, another Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Diet Handmaid's Tale. So they get to Panama Beach. They get to their hotel. It's like a giant high rise, like beach. It looks gross.
Like a condo.
It's
like timeshares.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Carpeted timeshares.
Mm-hmm.
Not my vibe. All the girls have to change into bikinis.
Yeah, they all have to change into. Big John wheels in a bunch of bikinis, and they all like they all jump on them like. Fucking jackals.
Yeah.
They're all like
they're all really ugly bikinis too.
And they head downstairs and Brett is assembles them by the pool and he's hanging with all these women and who are, you know, all dressed. Like they look like they don't belong on the
they're
show.
They're fully dressed from like the neck down, they're covered up.
And Brett goes, the girls have no idea about the terror I'm gonna unleash on them. And I was like, and it's another military. I just have to say this time, the Bush years were fucked up because this was definitely during like.
This is during the Iraq War.
I know, but he always like this military theme in every season where Brett brings in like. I mean, I you know.
Well, Brett's obsessed with
respect
the military.
But
thank you to our troops.
But like, I don't need to see like military propaganda in a VH1 reality show.
Well, this is Brett's world, and we're all
I guess so.
So he goes, you see all these ladies up here. They are either military or their partners are in the military and they are here to have a nice day. I'm going to give these beautiful ladies a day off to do whatever they want.
And all the women go.
And he's tasking all his girls with watching these ladies' children for 2 hours.
Well, they go and like get fucked up.
Yeah. And they have to like, the kids are then going to vote on whoever their favorite girl is. And I just wrote, are there lifeguards?
There have to be.
Where were they? I didn't see a single one. I was like, I would be worried that a child would drown.
And Brett's going to be watching them on like via drone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like on a TV in his hotel room.
He's like, me and Big John are going to go see on my secret nanny cam what's going on.
And immediately, even though I don't like her, immediately I sensed Ashley was the most maternal.
Yeah.
I was like, she immediately was like holding the kids back.
Mm-hmm.
While Brett was explaining things. And I was like, okay.
Ashley's got this one. Mm-hmm. I love that they run the kids out and there's always like one little kind of fatty that's such a cutie. And he's wearing like these mirrored sunglasses and like a puka shell necklace and like an oversized t-shirt. And I was like, God, I love him.
Vibes.
He's giving me AJ Soprano energy.
Just vibes.
Yeah.
Only vibes.
Mood, I said.
Mood. Mood.
So Brett's watching all the ladies observing them and one kid walks off.
Well, just, first, Beverly is like, all of them have, they're like, you think none of them are going to like kids. And they're like, well, I have kids of my own. And I'm just like, Britannia has a kid, even though, but she hates children.
I love that.
She goes, I only like mine, which I was like, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Britannia, Ashley, which I didn't know Ashley had a kid. Beverly has three kids.
Taya has kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of them have, the only people that don't are like Mindy and Jamie, I think. And
yeah,
Sarah.
I think that. Brett needs to be with a mom.
Yeah, well, he's like, I have two girls myself. Yeah, so one of the kids goes missing.
I was like, this was giving me that little Maddie disappearance in the hotel. Remember that Netflix show that was all about the girl?
Oh, in like Italy?
Yeah, or like Spain or something.
Yeah, that was really scary.
I was like, was Rock of Love filming there? Because yeah. Maybe she wandered off.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Ashley saw this outlier and went and collected him and like brought him back to the kiddie pool.
Ashley, yeah.
Brett goes, not only does Ashley look hot today, she went up to that little kid and asked him what's wrong. It's like she looks hot and does the bare minimum.
Not only does she, yeah, she like was like, hey, don't,
what are you doing over here?
Don't be by the hot tub that you'll like get your foot caught in or something.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie, I have to say, looks like a character on Daria.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't look real.
She's like Jane.
Yeah, or like a 90s real world person.
Mm-hmm.
She's just not of this era.
She's fish out of water.
She totally, like, she doesn't look 3D.
Yeah, she looks.
She looks.
She's
2D.
A paper cutout.
I swear to God, I'm like, this is not a real, this is like Sim.
She's a cardboard.
Yeah.
Beverly, I think, has everything's gotten to her and she's officially like lost her mind.
She's lost the plot.
Cause she's wearing high heels with her bathing suit by this kiddie pool. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is Beverly in high heels?
Yeah.
I was like, that was my first sign that things were amiss.
Like slipping.
Yeah. And she's going up to every kid, giving them water balloons and going, you gonna vote for me? Can we give you this? You gonna vote for me? You gonna vote for me?
Too much.
And I was like, you're scaring
me. She's bringing
the children.
A lot of Demi Lovato energy.
Yeah, it's way too much DL energy.
Ashley's honestly, she's got the lightest touch, and the kids like her.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like flocking. She's like fucking Snow White.
I love that she let that little girl paint over the boobs. Mm-hmm. I love that Ashley has a naked tattoo of herself on her arm, mm-hmm. and then she let one of the girls paint a bikini over the her own tattoo of herself's boobs.
And on her face.
Yeah.
Mindy is standing alone and like the ankle deep, just like, she's like, I don't like kids. I'm not really a kid person. Which I'm like, respect.
Yeah. Britannia's over it.
Yeah, Britannia's like, I fucking hate this. I didn't come. She's like, I came to get away from my kid, not to.
I wanted a break.
Yeah, no, I needed a 2-week break, which, of course, you know.
Taya has really taken to the kids and is running around with squirt guns and like engaging them, and they love her.
So then Brett assembles all the kids together and he asks. Goes through like a video chart because they don't know their names.
No.
But it has all the faces of the women. And he's like, goes through each woman. And if he goes, what do you think about this one? And the kids, they're all going, boo. To like, who do they boo? Britannia.
They booed Jamie and Britannia.
Yeah.
Hated them. They didn't like Farrah. And they love Taya and Ashley.
They love Ashley. So they're like all about Ashley.
And Brett was, you knew that he was just using this as a chance to like let Ashley shine so that he could be like one-on-one with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wins the challenge. So she gets a date with Brett the next day.
Mm.
that night, they decide to have a wild night out on the town.
Brett's like, he's like, you know, we've been, the tour, I know the tour's really getting to the girls, so I'm going to give them a night out. They're all pre-gaming in the hotel room. Beverly's like shots to the face.
Not even
like,
a shot. She pours a highball glass, like a beer glass, halfway full of vodka and chugs it.
That, okay, vodka is like...
is the devil's sperm.
It's not even like tequila. I know like everyone, it gets you crazy, but vodka is like, you are not, you are gone.
I go
not
into
in your
the
body.
Ether world. Like vodka is an instant blackout for me.
Same. Like I've, some of my worst, just complete blackouts where I don't remember anything.
No.
Or because of vodka.
Zero to blackout in 30 seconds.
Vodka was me running, chasing my friend through the dorm hallway, throwing goldfish at her.
Vodka for me was flipping out and turning a TV over. That's like the vodka story. And since that was in high school, and I do not drink vodka since I was like 17 years old.
Same. Like even though I was a fucking wet my pants drunk, I didn't fuck with vodka.
Mm-mm. Wait, actually I did drink vodka, but I stopped when I was like 21. Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
Be careful out there. Don't drink highballs of vodka.
Also, Farrah summed it up really well when she goes, in regards to Beverly's vodka chug, she goes, you need to go to AA, you stupid whore.
Yeah, Farrah was kind of, I was like kind of digging her in this.
Farrah is like harmless at the end of the day. She's just funny. I don't think she's there to like,
She's kind of like a horny old man.
She's there to be hang with Ashley. I think like their friendship is like the most fulfilling thing for both of them.
Well, there's a point later that I'll shine a light on, but that really made me like crack up that Farrah says. But and then they get to the bar and Beverly is like rageful. She's kind of negging Brett every which way, which I kind of love.
I love it because I love to see Brett squirm because he's just, people don't ever treat him like this and he truly does not know how to process like aggressive neg behavior.
Beverly was basically calling him old and she was like,
you got 5-day old scruff on your face. You need to shave.
And then he said something. He's like, it was the Every Rose video. And she goes, what was that, 20 years ago?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
And Brett's like getting his feelings hurt by angry, mean Beverly. And so then
he goes,
like,
don't get scary eyed on me.
Yeah. And then he just gets up and leaves and goes inside.
He was probably crying.
Yeah. He was definitely hurt by the things that she was saying. And all the girls are just like watching it happen and they're all really uncomfortable.
Beverly's like, what? Come on. Well, that was a long time ago.
I love to, like, all the girls seem to be on the same page about Beverly where they're like, we love her. Like, she's really fun, except when she gets like this and then she gets scary.
Yeah.
And, like,
Jamie was like, I wish she wouldn't do this because she's so great sober.
She's amazing, but, like, she's had too much to drink. And then they're at the Coyote Ugly Saloon in Panama City. So then all the girls get on the bar and start dancing.
Beverly gets up and she's like slipping off.
Beverly looks like an orangutan. Like she's hanging. You know how they can like hang and their shoulders like dislocate and they're spinning around? She's doing like orangutan hangs off the bar. And at one point, Brett's like trying to tab out or something. And Beverly just falls on his head. Like falls over and is like squatting on him and is like hanging around. And
honestly, that was me at Senor Frogs in Myrtle Beach with my friend Julia. We got up and started dancing. All these like hot girls were dancing in the bar and we were like, we can do it. So we went up and then they literally came over and they're like, you two get off now.
Rude.
And I was like, you're rude.
I love like where did I go? Like Cabo with my family and my brother and sister and I went out and there was like a stripper pole on like a platform. It's like you put a stripper pole anywhere near.
Did you
like,
go on?
Yeah. I don't know how to do anything except.
Did your brother do it?
No, me and my sister were like, woohoo. I just like spin around. I can't even hoist myself up or do anything cool other than just like walk around it in a circle.
My sister and I went out in Key West once with her husband, and it was like the craziest I've ever seen my sister. And we were all really drunk, and she took her hair down and she just went at a bar, and there was no one there. It was like us and like three old people.
I love that.
So they get back.
They get all on the bus.
They keep drinking.
And Brett is like, the girls are pouring shots for him. Like, Britannia is like sucking on his lip. And like, Ashley's kissing him. And it cuts to Beverly in the corner, just mean mugging everyone.
Beverly, I think, goes and takes like a nap or something. Or she goes and like sobers up somewhere. Because she's
crossed over
to... She's in the River Styx.
She's in the Twilight Zone, and she's scowling at everyone, and they stop, and they finally get back to, like, the resort, and everyone gets off the bus, and she just sits there still, like, staring and scowling into the distance.
She's not into seeing other women kiss Brett. And they get on the balcony, and I think it's the balcony, or is it the beach?
They go to the beach, because Brett has, like, a bonfire prepared for all of them.
Brett and Ashley, I think, are kissing at one point, and Farrah's just sitting there, like, in her chair below them, and she goes, damn, so I need to get the video camera out, or what?
She is, like, a horny old man.
She's not even like, damn, I wish I could join. She's like, damn, I should probably start filming this and make some money.
Yeah, because then Britannia gets up, and then she and Ashley and Brett are triple kissing for a while, which I was like, sexy.
Yeah.
And Farrah's like, hey, should I get the video camera?
She's like, I mean, I guess I should take the video camera out or what?
And Mindy and Taya are pissed.
So they leave and they go like take their clothes off and go in the hot tub and like have sort of a queer.
They like press their tits together and like giggle and high five.
They had a My Brilliant Friend moment in the hot tub. They did.
And then Brett's like, Big John, will you go see if Beverly can get off the bus, or you take her into her room, or tell her to do like take care of her. So Big John goes to collect Beverly, and then she's like, she's still pissed, and she's like, I'm gonna come out on the beach.
Which is, it's like when you're that blackout and but you're pretending to be fine and hanging, like just hanging on, and everyone's like doesn't want you there, but you're like,
when you're blackout and you literally everyone has left you and you find yourself alone in a corner scowling, and then 20 minutes later your instinct is to go hang out cross-armed on the edge of a blanket
smoking a cig.
Yeah, it's a no.
Standing.
And I love Big John takes Beverly, who's in her boots tromping along the beach, and he goes, you should ask them, say, hey, do you guys mind if I join you? Like, trying to coach her into, like, how to be just, like, a socially acceptable person. And Beverly comes over and she goes, you guys mind if I join the party?
And they're like, no, come on in.
And, yeah, she's pissed still.
Yeah, she starts raging at them again.
I'm obsessed with her, though. Like, at this point, she's just being honest. Like, I think Farrah was like, yeah, maybe you need to come and pay attention to Brett. And then she was like, you know what? Brett is not paying attention to us. And I was like, truth.
It's true. Then all the girls leave. And it's just Jamie's like, I see all the girls leaving for some reason. And
everyone is so drunk and retarded, they just disperse.
And she's like, so I'm going to hang with Brett and take all this time. And then Brett and her start, like, rolling around in the sand. He's got his jeans and boots on. And he goes, yeah, this is really hot. And he goes, you know, not hot in, like, a whorish way. But I was like, my God, Brett. You fucking pig man.
Total pig behavior.
Holy shit.
Mindy and Taya, after the hot tub, decide to really take things to the next level by showering together.
Mm.
And they are kind of talking about all the other girls, and Farrah hears them talking shit and then confronts them.
She naked pulls in the shower. Pulls
Hulu,
the shower curtain.
There's
back.
Nothing blurred. I saw their tits and their muffs. And I was like, whoa, love that. And
she just takes the curtain out and she goes, the fuck? And then Taya goes, shut the fuck up. And she just closes it.
And she opens it again. And Taya's like, what? And then I was like, oh my God. And then Ashley goes to get a can of salsa and just pours it into Mindy's suitcase. And I got, that's like crossing a line.
Well, Mindy's, I think, Taya, I think they probably thought it was, they just assumed it was Taya's, but like, Mindy's, I think, of the two, like, the least aggressive one and is kind of minding her own business. So that was, like, I felt bad for her. Yeah. That's,
I gasped. That is so annoying.
And she looked really bummed.
That would, I think, send me fully, I would, like, rage. I would probably fight someone or just lose my fucking shit.
Yeah, I would just smash a bottle and, like, hold and be like, you want to fuck with me? Yeah. Like, in Euphoria,
mm-hmm.
when Hunter Schaefer goes, you want to fuck with me? With a knife.
Yeah.
And she cuts herself.
I would go full Hunter Schaefer.
Yeah, I would go, Jules?
Jules.
Yeah.
How do you even deal with that? Where are the washers and the dryers?
No, it's like, and so Taya, and I think because they're like, they're going to kill us in our sleep or something.
They start like throwing whipped cream at them. And even Britannia is getting it. I was like, where did you come from with this behavior?
It's just drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk anger.
So they go, Mindy and Taya go in a room of their own to continue their My Brilliant Friend journey. So they're now like trauma bonded.
They go in like 69.
Yeah.
And just like mellow out together.
Yeah, they fingered each other for a while and then went to bed.
Mm-hmm. The next morning, Taya's like making breakfast and Ashley comes down and she's getting ready for her date. She's like, I don't think she, A, probably doesn't remember what happened and B, wouldn't care if she did.
Mindy said, it's going to take a lot more than a can of salsa to break me down. I was like, love that for you.
Rodeo vibes.
It would take literally a can of salsa to break it would down. It
would take a droplet of salsa to just like...
A fleck of salsa.
To make me cry / rage.
I would kill someone.
Or myself.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than a can of jar of salsa to send me home.
I was like, pound more power to you. I can't relate.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Then Ashley says, I put salsa in her clothes because I'm trying to spice up her wardrobe, which I thought was kind of funny.
Then Ashley goes out for her date, and I'm like, oh, what are they going to do? Maybe jet ski? No, he takes her on a fucking ATV on the beach.
When will
he learn?
Brett have enough ATVs?
They have no, like, on The Bachelor, at least they, like, don't set up a table in the middle of a fountain and like a, which is always so weird.
Yeah.
I'm always like, aren't they cold?
Do you really want to eat with your feet wet?
And like,
people that swim up to like a pool bar and order nachos, I'm like, I don't want to sit with my lower half submerged in water while I like eat a burrito.
I could have like a drink, but
drink at the pool bar is one thing, but like going from straight from like your hands were wet in a pool and like you have like prune fingers to then like loading up on loaded nachos. I'm just like, no, I don't want to sit.
And then like your stomach, you're going to have like diarrhea in the pool.
I just feel like, and what if a bean drops into the pool or something? I think that's so gross.
Ew.
It's foul. It's always like in a cave. Yeah, the ATVs, I'm like.
And then Brett and Britannia have a talk.
Brett tries to tell Ashley, he's like, tells her that Farrah is bringing her down. And I love that Ashley's reaction was to be pissed about that and be like, I don't appreciate Brett trying to like get in between my friendship with Farrah because I fucking love that girl. And I was like, hell yeah.
A good female friend.
Mm-hmm.
Brett always loves to have, he's like, I'm going to have convos with all the girls in the gym.
Yeah. Well, Taya goes to talk to him on the bus to like out.
Sorry, I'm like blanking on this.
No,
stuff.
It's fine. And Brett's like over her drama.
Yeah.
He's like, get a grip.
Even though like she has legit concerns, he's like, fuck you.
He also like brings it back to a place of penthouse, which like she wasn't even trying to go there. And he was like, I just think that you're here to like promote penthouse. And if I find out that's the case, I'm going to take your suitcases and leave them on the street. He basically told her he's going to throw her out on the street if he think, like, I was like, okay, Brett, like, threatened much?
Yeah.
Which King, the answer is yes, he's very threatened.
King
by
of cross promotion himself.
I know. Then Farrah and Jamie are talking in the kitchen before Jamie goes to like, or before Farrah goes to talk to Brett in the weight room, and Farrah's wearing a really wild hat. She's wearing like a train conductor's
cat. Yeah, like a news.
Farrah's hat. Boy. No.
Yeah, she's very like newsies.
It was newsies.
Brett kind of tells Farrah that he's friend zoned her a little.
Yeah.
He's like, I think you're a really cool dude.
And then it cuts to Farrah one on one. She is, oh, French toast.
He's like, Heather, I think you're a dope. He's like, I think you're a dope man. I think he's like,
you're one of the guys. You're like my brother. I really respect.
I really like you like a brother. And Farrah's like, ah, oh, shit.
French toast. We've all been there.
Yeah, I get it.
And then Beverly is called into the gym to converse with Brett. And flop. She is like, sorry, I acted like that. And he's like, the road brings out people's true colors.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Brett.
And then we're at elimination.
All the people you think are going to get picked. Yep. Ashley gets, of course, the first pass because she was MVP of the episode.
I was kind of shocked. Like, I thought at first Mindy was going to go home because she was the first person to be interviewed and, like, was focused on kind of heavily. But then it comes
Farrah
down.
Farrah was the very first voice we heard.
Oh, was it? Okay.
She went, yo, she goes, man, I'm really nervous.
So that's how you know. Okay, because then.
That's how you know. He loves you. That's how you know.
You're an amazing bro and a dude I can really respect. You're one of my good friends. French toast. It comes down to Taya versus Farrah.
Mm-hmm.
And Farrah's out.
Well, first you think Farrah gets through.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, Farrah, want to come on down? And she's like, okay. And then Taya's like, fuck.
And he's Taya's like, crying.
He's like, Farrah, you're one of the guys. And she's like, all right.
I love broing out with you. Talking about chicks.
Don't change. But
drinking beers.
Never change.
Watching football.
Farrah's like, me too, man.
You're a guy's guy.
Fellas,
is it gay to have a guy friend? And they go, hell no, brother. Brewskis all around.
Is it gay to have a guy friend who's a girl? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get
But if you call her a guy, it's not gay.
He's like, all right, cool.
Noted.
Nice.
Yeah, Brett, I think my read on him with Taya is that he's threatened by her penthouse success and he needed to cut her down to size and let her know that she's disposable. And it works. She's singing a different tune. She seems pretty humbled by this experience.
Again, he's afraid of women who have like autonomy and like ownership of their own body.
Mm-hmm.
He's threatened by that.
He doesn't want a girlfriend or a life partner.
No.
He just wants to, like, he doesn't even know what he wants.
No.
He wants a slam pig.
A bus pig.
Who never asks him to do anything that he doesn't want to do.
Mm. So, onward, on the road she goes.
The sexy six.
Viva La Farrah.
Yeah.
Damn, I guess I should get my video camera out. Damn.
Oh, French toast. love these girls.
Yeah, I love the sexy six. Here we go.
Who do you think is winning? Ashley?
I think either Ashley or Mindy.
Yeah. Mindy could pull from behind and become a front runner.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to come down to those two.
Same.
I'll probably pick Mindy.
Yeah, she's like... not as much of a wild card, and he also hasn't had sex with her yet. So
she'll be easy for him to like not talk to after the
yeah. She'll never call him, and he'll never call her. So it'll just fade away and be fine,
which is what he wants.
Yeah,
to win your prize for winning Rock of Love with Bret Michaels is he never calls you again.
You film, you don't see him for 3 months, then you reunite to film the reunion.
And you have to like pretend to be like cozy with him, and then you never see him
then
again.
Then you also never speak.
Never again. And then you like move on and like get married to someone else.
Yeah.
And have kids.
And you're like, that was a crazy time in
yeah,
my life.
Yeah, wow.
I learned a lot.
And you never think about him again.
Yeah. And like sometimes you'll have like a flashback and you're like, oh my God, like I fully won Rock of Love and was like Bret Michaels' choice to be his girlfriend. It becomes like a funny story you can tell at like a dinner party.
And then eventually you forget what he looks like and sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And you forget that it even ever happened in the first place.
Wow. Such is life.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, hang in there. Next week we'll be back with another entry in the tour life.
Yeah.
You can follow Lara.
Lars Marie. Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
And let us know who you think's gonna win.
Yeah. But don't spoil it.
Don't fucking spoil it. Yeah, love and light to all.
Love and light to all. You can join the Patreon for bonus episodes. www.patreon.com/sexyunitpodcast. And yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.